Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can get that app anywhere. You get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Look for the Odyssey app, big orange background with a white A. You can't miss it. Download it. Once it's there, look for WILK News Radio. Favorite it. That's it. You got us. Hook it up. Works seamlessly with your CarPlay. Anywhere, anytime, you rewind feature, you can go back and pick up where you left off if you run into the store or something. It's a great little thing there. You can also get us on the iHeart Radio platform, so you can check us out there as well. 5:11 here, 81 degrees. Those storms are moving through the area here on this Tuesday, July 8th. It's just supposed to be cloudy once they get through the area. I just checked again. My camera's up at home. The driveway's wet, but doesn't look too bad up there. It's got some check-ins from the Tuckanic area from our pipeline workers, and they said that the storms are moving, the cells are moving through there. So just be careful driving. You know, you could have some heavy downpours. Slow down. No need to rush where you're going. So we talked about this story. We touched on it a little earlier today where this – on Coney Island – a would-be kidnapper grabbed – I thought the boy was 8. It turns out to be 6. Would-be kidnapper grabs a boy, 6, off a Coney Island street as screaming child's parents chase him down in a wild video. And it's truly – you know, the parents were there distracted. You know, there was people all around. I mean, it was a it was a crowded street night in Coney Island. They were just at the fair there on Coney Island. The streets are blocked off so you could walk in the streets. Plenty of law enforcement around. That wasn't there. As a matter of fact, in the background of where this guy snatched this six-year-old, there's a police van parked and dozens of police officers throughout the area. I highly implore you, especially if you have children or grandchildren, to watch the video. Because a couple of things, you know, we're going to point out here. So the brazen would-be kidnapper with a brazenly, bizarrely tall hat briefly scooped up the six-year-old from a busy Coney Island sidewalk Sunday night, only to callously toss him to the ground once the screaming child's parents confronted him, ran at him. Sprinting mom Sharon Robinson, 41, told reporters that her young son's scream alerted her to the nightmarish scene. So until this individual picked up the child and started to walk away, the child thankfully knew enough to scream out, did not freeze, did not panic, but screamed out, which alerted the parents, who immediately rushed the gentleman. He threw the child to the ground. Thankfully, the child, you know, only minor scratches. She said she turns around and sees this man holding my son like a football, a complete stranger, she told the press. If he hadn't have made that loud scream, the man would have taken him and done whatever he wanted with him. Maybe take him under the boardwalk and do who knows what. The 36-year-old creep, identified as Jonathan Rabellino, was charged with assault and attempted kidnapping after police said he grabbed the child just before 10 p.m. near the corner of Stillwell and Surf Avenues. That's right on the beach there, Coney Island Boardwalk. Surf Avenue is the last road before the beach. If you've never been to Coney Island. The alleged failed abduction unfolded after Robinson said they spent the evening at the beach, followed by rides on the Wonder Wheel and the other amusement park attractions. Said he kept running around, so she tried to satisfy his craving for popcorn. You know, you're spending a day. It's Sunday. I know it's 10 o'clock at night, but, you know, school's out. And like I said, you know, it was a crowded Coney Island street. Now there's an alarming video that shows this, so you could find it easy enough. The mother and father rushed the clad in head to toe in black, allegedly pounced on the child as he started trailing behind the mom and dad, scooping him up with one arm. So the child was behind the mom and dad. The mom and dad had their back to him. And just like that, matter of seconds, scoops him up under his arm and starts walking away. But once he spotted the two adults lunging towards him, he threw the boy to the ground and high-stepped it out of there, running across the street. I guess by flipping him down, he must have thought that we were not going to pursue him, but, you know, we did. The video shows both parents chasing Robolino into the street as multiple cars passed through the intersection. The chase ended when the mother pushed the alleged abductor, causing him to fall near one of the local candy shops. She said cops briefly jumped on her until witnesses convinced them that the tall-hatted man was the menace. The man on the ground for 2 minutes without anyone handcuffing him, Robinson said. Police assigned to the nearby post eventually arrested Robolino. The family from Queens complained of minor pain, and he was taken to Coney Island. The child, the six-year-old, was taken to Coney Island Hospital, where he was listed in stable condition. You know, he cried nonstop after the ordeal, even when the ambulance took him away, the mother said. You got to imagine, that's pretty traumatizing for a six-year-old, especially seeing the panic in your parents' eyes, and I can only imagine that panic. But again, one of the things that I saw while watching the video is the mother the entire time had a water bottle in her hand, never dropped it, never threw it down when she even rushed for the abductor of her child. So, not to fault her, again, probably has never been in this situation before, had no idea that she'd ever be in or hope that she'd ever be in this situation. But this day and age, when we see incidents on the subway platforms all the time, when we see, you know, people getting pushed before trains or onto the tracks or just thrown to the ground or assaulted from behind, you know, those punching games where people would come up from behind and just slug you, and it doesn't matter if you're, you know, a woman or a man or older or younger. When you're out in public, especially in places, you need to have your awareness about you. Now, obviously, you can't be looking all around, but you can do your best. You can keep your hands free, not be buried in your cell phone. It's very easy, especially this day and age. Go to any restaurant, and you'll see it, especially with the younger crowd. They're always buried in their cell phone. If you're standing on a subway platform, if you're on a crowded street, if you're with your child, you can't be buried in your cell phone. You can't have those things. You know, if you need to look at your phone for something, get your child between your legs and, you know, make sure they're huddled there so you can feel them physically. Get your arm, one arm around them and work your phone with one hand. This day and age, especially, you know, with this, a matter of a second, this guy scooped up the child and started walking away. Now, obviously, looking at the situation with all the people around there, he wouldn't have gotten far. It appears that this individual, unknown what the motive is, but obviously not working with a full deck. I believe they even took him for an evaluation before taking him to jail. That's not an excuse, though. As parents, as guardians, as our, you know, I don't care if it wasn't the kid or it was your wife or sister or mother. You have to be aware of the situation. And listen, it sucks that you have to think of these things. It sucks that you have to think, all right, you know, we're out in public, we're at this event, you're out to have a good time, you spent the day at the beach with your family, you're going on amusement park rides. You know, what happens if this, what do I do if this happens? And you have to run that scenario through your head. Now, obviously, you don't want to panic your children, but listen, when I used to go to the mall with my kids or daughters when they were younger, I did have that talk with them. We'd sit on the bench and I'd say, okay, you know, if something like this happens, this is what I want you to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I want you to do. So they knew. So if something like that did happen, that trigger, that instinct, that short conversation you had would key in. And it's not a panic thing. It's just, I'm sorry. It's part of everyday life today. You know, we see these mass shootings in Philadelphia over the weekend and we see these things going on. You have to have those conversations with your family. You just do. You know, if I'm walking with my wife through, you know, the Viewmont Mall and a large fight breaks out between teens, you know, this is what I want you to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to back ourselves out of this and not have anything to do with it. One of the bigger things here is the mother never dropped her water bottle. You know, What if this individual was more violent? What if he did not drop the kid without a fight? You want both hands free. Listen, I'll take injuries as long as my kid's okay. So be prepared for that. Be prepared for overwhelmingly end that threat, whatever you may have. Look around you. What resources do I have to protect my children? What resources do I have to protect my family, to protect myself? This is, unfortunately part of what could happen out in public now. And even at this stage in my life, working in this very area in Coney Island multiple times, knowing this area very well, it would surprise me to see something like that happen. Does this person know this kid? Is he part of the family? Is he an older brother or cousin or an uncle screwing around with the parents or trying to scare the kid? This day and age, you don't know, but you have very few times to figure it out real quick before something could happen. What if there was a vehicle there? What if this was more planned? Thankfully, it wasn't. Thankfully, this is just somebody who wasn't all there, who, for whatever reason, decided to target this kid. I saw another video recently where somebody picked up a small kid, like 4 or 5, just picked the kid up and body slammed him and walked away for no reason. That's the potential of what's out there. Thankfully, it's not, an everyday occurrence, but we see these situations every day where these types of things happen. So the moral of the story is just be aware of your surroundings and be prepared to act. And you have to think through that. Planning is the number one thing that you could do for that. So we'll leave it at that. It's coming up on 5:23 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together.